Welcome back to the OU Shnei Mikra Project and our study of Parsha Da'era. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's share we study Shvi, the seventh and last Aliyah, beginning in chapter 9, verse 17, Perek Tet, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Odcha mistolel bami, Moshe tells Paro in his warning before the seventh plague, you are still oppressing my people, the Dilti Shalcham, not allowing them to go out to worship their God. Other commentators say that mistolel is milosha nishtabeach, to praise himself, or to be haughty and show off that these plagues don't faze me at all, and I'm going to still stop them from leaving. Either way, Moshe warns him, because of this behavior of yours, and your unwillingness to let these people go and serve their God, Hineni mamtir ke'et machar, I'm going to bring down a rain at this time tomorrow, barad kaved ma'od, a very heavy hail, asher lo haya chamo b'mitzrayim, there was never a hail like this in the land of Egypt, l'min hayom hivasda, Bad Ata. From the day that Egypt was established as a nation to this very day, there has never been a hailstorm like we're going to have tomorrow. Vata, and now, because I'm warning you, Shlach ha'eset miknecha, send to all your people a warning, gather together or gather in all of your cattle, any cattle that was left from the dether, ved kol asher lecha basadeh, and any possessions of yours in the field, because when the hail comes, everything in the field is going to be destroyed. Kol ha'adam v'habema asher yimetzei basadeh, v'lo yesef habayta, v'yarad aleim abrad v'metu. Any animal or person that may be found in the field and isn't brought into the shelter, they'll die from this heavy hail. Hayarei edvar Adonai, someone who fears this word of God and this warning, may have de paro from the servants of Pharaoh, heinis et avadav et migneu el abatim. He will quickly send his servants and his cattle back into the houses. V'asher lo sam libo el dvar Adonai, those who don't fear and don't put their heart to the word of God, v'yazov et avadav et migneu basadeh, he will leave his servants and all of his cattle in the field, and they will perish. That's the warning. Now we'll see the execution in Pasuk Chabet. Verse 22, v'yomar Adonai Moshe, God now instructs Moshe, teteet yetcha al ha-shamayim, lift up your hand, stretch it out towards the heaven, v'yhi varad b'cho eretz Mitzrayim, and there'll be a hail storm on all of Egypt, al ha-adam ve'al ha-behema, ve'al ko esa v'asadeh be'eretz Mitzrayim, on all the men, and all the animals, and all the vegetation in the land of Egypt. Ve'et Moshe et Mateo al ha-shamayim, Moshe then lifted up his staff towards the heaven, v'adonai natan kolot uvarad, God brought thunder and hail, but dihalach esh arza, and fire came shooting down from heaven to earth. This sounds like lightning, which is very logical that would happen in the middle of a hailstorm. V'yamter Adonai baran al eretz Mitzrayim, and God brought down a very heavy hailstorm on the land of Egypt. Pasuk Avdalad, v'yhi varad ve'esh mitlakachet b'toch ha-barad, and there was this heavy hailstorm with fire and lightning mixed in with this hail. Kaved ma'od asher lo haya chamo b'cho eretz Mitzrayim me'az hayta l'goy. A very heavy storm, one that there was none like it in the land of Egypt from the time that it was established as a nation, as God had warned in the beginning. V'yach ha-barad b'cho eretz Mitzrayim, this barad came and smit the land of Egypt. Et kol asher basadeh mi'adam v'ad behema, everything in the field, be it man or animal. Ve'et ko esav ha-sadeh ika barad, also all the vegetation that was growing in the field, that was also smitten by the barad. Ve'et ko etz ha-sadeh shiber, all the trees that were in the field, they were all broken. Rak be'eretz Goshen asher sham b'nei Yisrael lo haya barad. Like in the previous plagues, only in the land of Goshen, where B'nai Yisrael were living, there was no hail at all, and no damage done. V'yishlach paro, v'yikra l'moshe ul'aron, v'yomer lehem, chatati hapam, Adonai hatzadik, v'ani v'mi harasha'im. After this plague, Paro quickly calls to Moshe and Aaron, and tells them, this time I have truly sinned, God is the right one, God is correct, and me and my people, they're the evil ones. This time it looks like he's truly given in, and is willing to allow the people to leave to worship their God to stop the plague. Therefore, he asks, Pasuk Chavchet, Hatiru el Adonai, please pray to God, V'rav miyot kolot Elohim barad, it's enough already for all this thunder from God and the hail. V'ashalcha etchem, v'lot tosifun lamod, you stop this plague, and I will send you out. In other words, I'll send you to go worship your God as you requested, and you won't stay back anymore. This time I promise. Pasuk Chavtet, V'yomer elav Moshe, Moshe responds in a positive manner, Kitzeti et ha'ir, when I leave the city, Efros et kapai el Adonai, I will lift up my hands to God, Hakolot yechdalun, and when I do that, the thunder will stop, va'barad lo yod, and there will be no more hail. Laman teida ki la'adonai ha'aretz, that way you'll know that the land belongs to God, little by little, step by step, and plague by plague, Paro and the Egyptian people were convinced about the existence of God. V'yata v'avadecha, but you and your servants, yadati ki term tirun v'pnei Adonai Elohim. Even though you say you've sinned, I know that you still do not fear God as much as you really need to. In other words, Moshe is telling them, even though I'm praying, I have a feeling you're not going to allow them to leave now. We're still going to need another round of plagues till you're totally convinced. In the next two psukim, we're going to have an interesting comment in regard to which crops remained and which crops were destroyed by this hail. There's an argument among the commentators whether these are the words of Moshe to Paro or whether this is a comment by Chumash to the reader. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vapishta basora nukata, the flax and the barley, they were ruined by this hail. Why? Ki asora aviv vapishta giv'o. Because at this time when the plague came, it must have been early in the spring or probably the month of February or March, and because the flax and the barley become ripe earlier than the other crops, they had already become ripe and the stalks had already become hard, and because they were hard, the barad, the hail came and broke them and ruined them. In contrast, Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vachitavo kusemet lo nuku, but the wheat and the spelt, two different types of grain, they were not ruined by the hail, ki afilot heina, for they had not sprouted yet. Rashi says, afilot, from the Loshon Pela, something wondrous. In other words, in a miraculous way, they were not hurt. The other commentators explain something more natural here. Because the wheat grows a little bit later in the season, the stalks did not become hard yet, and it was still like grass was blowing in the wind, and therefore, because it was soft and still not ripe, it was able to flow with the wind and the hail, and it wasn't broken. If these are the words of Moshe to Paro, and still part of his rebuke, then Moshe is explaining to Paro, why is it that certain crops remained? Paro should not see that as that some of his gods are protecting certain crops, but rather all this is in the hand of God. If it's common to the reader, then the reader needs to know, how was it that there remained certain food for Egyptians to eat if everything was ruined by the barad? So this explains why certain crops remained while others were ruined. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayitzei Moshe Min Paro Et Ha'ir. Moshe left from in front of Paro, who had just come and begged him to pray to stop the hail. Vayipros Kapav Al Adonai, after leaving the city, now it would be proper to daven to God. It seems from here that Moshe was unable to pray to God within the palace of Paro or in the city of Egypt because of the idol worship there. Therefore, as he leaves the city, he lifts up his hands in prayer. Vayachdulu hakolot v'barad, umatar lo nitach arza. The thunder stopped together with the lightning, and the rain of the hail stopped falling to the ground. Vayar paro ki chadal hamatar v'barad, vakolot v'yosef lachto. Paro saw that the rain stopped, there was no more hail and thunder, and he continued to sin. Vayachbed libohu v'avadav. He, together with his servants, hardened their heart, and even though they said God was right, and they were wrong, and they promised to send the people out to worship their God, the second the storm was over, they changed their mind and continued in their ways. Pasuk Lamed Hey summarizes, Vechazak leparo v'lo shilachet b'nei Yisrael, kasher diber Adonai b'yad Moshe, just as we saw at the end of every plague, God hardens the heart of Paro, and he didn't send the people out to serve their God, just as God said he would back in the beginning of chapter 7, as part of God's master plan. He wants to make sure that the Egyptian people, not just Paro, but the entire nation, has to be convinced that Am Yisrael needs to serve their God a three-day distance into the desert. We're setting the stage slowly and surely for the tenth plague, which will convince Egypt to expel the Jews, and that way God's people will be on their way to Har Sinai and the land of Israel. To prove this point, that the purpose of these plagues is to convince not only Paro, but the entire nation, that what is causing the plagues is the fact that the Jewish nation is not serving their God in the desert, we simply need to take a look at what happens before the next plague, in the beginning of Parshat Bo, in Perek Yud Pasuk Zayin, Vayemru Avdei Paro Elav Ad Matai Yezel Lanu Lemokesh Shalach Et Anashim Veyavdu Et Adonai Elohim Hatem Tidak Ki Avda Mitzrayim. Paro's servants and advisors come to him and said, how long will this people be for us a stumbling block? Send these people out and let them serve their God. Don't you realize that Egypt will be destroyed if we continue to hold back and don't let them serve their God? Based on that request, Paro summons Moshe and Aaron and continues the negotiations in regard to who can go and serve the God. It's a step in the right direction, but I simply wanted to bring that as yet another proof that the goal of these plagues, and not just the goal of the plagues, but the repetition of Paro hardening his heart and God giving Paro a reason to harden his heart, is not just to convince Paro to let them go and serve their God, but to convince the entire Egyptian nation that Israel must go serve their God. And as we explained in yesterday's shir, if everyone is convinced and God's plan will be complete, then Paro, together with his entire nation, will be motivated to expel the nation to go to the desert to go serve their God. Of course, expecting they'd come back as soon as they would serve the God. Therefore, not only did they force them out of Egypt, but they also lend them all their gold and silver and clothing to make sure that they serve God in the proper manner, also with the assumption they're going to come back and return. As we explain, God has a master plan. How that master plan unfolds, we'll see in the study of Parshat Bo and Parshat Beshalach. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom and continued Hatzlacha in your study of Torah.